What's your name, sir?
What's your name? I can't hear it.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What is your name, sir?
My name is Eric Dominguez.
What's your name? Let's hold on one moment. Let's see who's going to chair the hearing. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will be chairing the hearing, so just hang on, Mr. Dominguez, and he will be the next voice that you will hear. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Please state your full name and your agency number for the record.
Yeah, it's Eric Paul Dominguez. Number is 274-160.
Thank you, sir. You're referring for the order of the executive tenancy in reference to your community supervision's revocation. I'm going to introduce a board member that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my left is the Honorable Louis Tomatis. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, and to her right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the panel chair today. Also in the room we have Mr. Oliveri from the Department of Correction, and we also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Can you read that, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of the right to appear to speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Thank you. Okay, this time I need to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. In phase one, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. If you think it's false, you'll get more information from Mr. Oliveri, and then we'll discuss it. So one allegation is a violation of every condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 18, 2016, as directed in writing on October 17, 2016. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. So is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Based on the admission of Mr. Dominguez, I move to find that he's delinquent as violated terms of condition of supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. All right, sir. Before we move to phase two, we're going to get some background information from Mr. Oliveri, so stay on the phone and we'll get back to you in just a minute. Okay?
Okay.
Mr. Oliveri.
Eric Dominguez was released from the Department of Corrections on October 12th of 2016. He was arrested on February 7th, 2018 by the Northborough Police Department in New Mexico on an absconding warrant only. He was returned back to DOC custody on February 14th of 2018. He has 477 days absconded. His projected supervision end date will be on July 2nd of 2018. Prior conviction, 2015, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, in 2009, burglary to a possession, 1 year. 2009, criminal damage, 1 year. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. And also in 2012, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. The offender has 10 terms with ABC. CPIR scores of 2-2, mental health score of 1, and substance abuse score of 2. There was no STG and information noted. One prior term of supervision in 2014, TIS completion, 4 months. The offender has minimal disciplinary history. It should be noted that since his return back to ABC custody, he did receive a major ticket for disobeying verbal written order. There are no other arrests noted. And his community risk level is a G3 B4.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Dominguez, I'm going to go over a summary of your release and activities. So, let's see, you were approved to reside with your grandmother in Casa Grande. That's where you were scouting from. So, you went to New Mexico, I understand.
Yes.
Okay, why'd you go to New Mexico instead of staying here to finish your sentence?
Okay, well, this is how it went down. After I got released from the Department of Corrections, I went back to my grandmother's house, she's deceased now. But when I went there, you know, to my understanding, I thought that everything was going to be clean and, you know, like, I didn't think it was going to be the way it used to be, but, you know, things don't change. So when I went there, I went with my ex-girlfriend, I got back with her. And I automatically just started getting, I just started using drugs again. So, and then I took off with her, and then that's when I went to check in with my parole officer, like maybe a couple days later. And then he automatically knew I was under the influence, so then that's when he tried to send me to rehab for the next day. So I told him I'll go, but then I went back home, and then I continued staying under the influence, and then. So I decided not to show up. He calls my grandma's house and he tells me that I asked him why I didn't show up. So I told him that I wasn't ready, you know, and I didn't want to go. So he told me that he was going to recruit me, and he was going to violate my parole. So I was like, okay, then. So like after that, you know, months later, I continued just going on this little bench I had, and then finally, like, I had enough of it, and I relocated to New Mexico because that's where my mom was at. So I went over there to get another start, and once I got there, you know, things started to look good. A week after being in New Mexico, I ended up finding a job at, I was working for the Motel 6 and the Comfort Inn in New Mexico. April 1st would have been my year marker for a whole year I was working 6 days a week right there, and then I was working on doing luckily, like I got asked to help book management for a third motel, which is not owned by my old boss, but and that's where I got caught at, you know, I mean, that's what they found, because they knew that nobody was supposed to be at that motel, and I was there with my girlfriend, and so they pulled up on us, and then they asked us what we were doing, and everything was legit. They got the call, my boss that we were working for, and we were the only ones that were supposed to be there, so he was on the phone with the cops, and you know, everything was the way it was supposed to be, and then he wanted my identification just to make sure it was really me. So as soon as he did that, then he ran my name, and that's how he found out I had a warrant.
Okay.
So,
but it's commendable that you were working during that time. Also, although you were assigned to pass for broadcasting, you didn't have any UAs before you were scouted. You said you had a binge or something, or you have a drug problem?
Yeah, I did. That's like I said, when I first got released from prison, I thought I had changed, like, back home, and it didn't. So as soon as I got home, I started messing around with drugs again. So that's what got me to abscond in the first place. You know, I wasn't in my right state of mind. But as soon as I got to Mexico, that's when everything changed, and then I just started to renew my life. I'm trying to get things back in order. You know, started staying out of trouble.
How long has it been since you had any drugs?
It's been about maybe 6 months, maybe, or so.
Okay. Okay, I'm assuming that if I wouldn't have had any questions at this time.
Okay.
So we're nearing the end of your hearing, and we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement before we go into discussion. So it's your opportunity to give us any more information that you think we might want to consider, but we ask that you don't repeat yourself. Okay, so it's your chance. After you're done, we'll go into discussion and we'll make a determination, okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, that's pretty much summed up my whole story. Because that's pretty much it. And like I said, I'm going to repeat myself, so there's nothing more necessary.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, sir. The board is going to have a discussion to make a determination. We operate under the open meeting law, so we're allowed to hear everything they have to say. So stay on the phone, please remain silent, and when we're done, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, board's now in discussion. Ralph, this is, it is unfortunate, especially since we've been completely done about a year ago, if you haven't scared with that long. But with that, not only 477 days of scouting time, but being mostly in New Mexico, I'm not saying we can't wait for return to community supervision at this time. But I don't know if there's any discussion from my fellow board member. Okay. Well, based on all the information, warrant number 2016W3499, Mr. Dominguez's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm moving to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Dominguez as a delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision, and have lapsed or about to lapse into company ways for a company, very specifically the long period of scandal in Mexico where we really don't know what he was doing. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay, sir, the board has moved to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you should be released on about July 2nd of this year, of 2018. And at that time, you will have the Department of Corrections looking over your shoulder. You can go to Mexico or stay here. But we suggested in the meantime, between now and the time you're released, make yourself a good plan so that you can remain off the drugs and work and become a productive citizen. You sound like a man that doesn't want to come back and wear the orange uniforms anymore. So this is your wish you luck, and this is what you're hearing, and will you please put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yes, sir. All right, thank you.